Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and psychic medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, June 11th, maybe? June 11th. I think it's Monday, June 11th. And I am excited to be here. Thank you so much for joining me today. Some exciting news coming up this Friday. I am doing my first official bookstore book signing at Half Price Books in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And that will be from 6 to 8 p.m. If you're in the area, please join me. And I have an event coming up on June. I should really have my book in front of me if I'm going to start talking about dates and times, huh? June 23rd. I see I'm turning the pages now for my book to confirm. Yep, June 23rd. I will be at the Crown Plaza, Milwaukee Airport, doing Messages from Above live. So if you're in the area, please come and join us. Okay, I am so excited for today's show. We are going to get started right away. I'm going to go to the first caller, area code 631. Hello, 631. How are you today?
Hi, Tony. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How can I help you today?
Great. I'm calling to see if you see anything surrounding a job, my career, and possibly a move, a relocation.
Okay, so let's put that, because it is a shorter show and
yes. There
is other people, there are other people also, waiting.
Also, the career, that would be most important right now.
So what's your question about career, hun?
I applied for a job maybe about a week ago. I was wondering to see me getting this job. I feel like it's a perfect job for me.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a very strong potential you're going to get this job. When I asked, are you going to get this job, I hear a yes. But I also hear that there is something a little bit better for you. I'm going to clear anything blocking you right now.
Okay.
So if there's something, I think that you are feeling a little bit stifled right now. You're feeling stuck. So, yep, I'm going to clear that. And I'm going to tell you, you are about to start moving forward very, very, very quickly. Now, I know you asked about a relocation. Also, that's coming in, and you're going to know within a month. Now, I know that you weren't thinking this quickly, but within a month, you're going to know where you want to relocate to, and you're going to know when and how you're going to get there. I want you to think of your destination city, your destination, the place you want to be, and I want you to start looking at job postings there. I feel like something's going to come in that area. I know you don't want to do this quickly, but I feel like something's going to open up for you in that area that's going to be perfect, and it's going to allow you to make that jump or that move that you've been wanting to make. I'm just going to, like, clear one more thing here for you with this. And this is all job and being stuck stuff that's clearing right now. You've been knocked down a couple times. You've been literally, but figuratively. You've been like people feel like they need to take you off your pedestal. People always feel like they need to put you in your place, so let's clear that.
Wow.
And they feel like they need to bring you down to size, and we're going to clear that. And it's because you have a very strong sense of self. You have a very, very powerful sense of self, and you walk
with your
power intact. And that, I don't know how to handle that. So what I'm going to say is, over the next couple of weeks, I want to say the next 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to be getting empowered again, or getting your own power back and starting to build yourself again and feeling that confidence that you've been missing. You are going to get a couple of offers. I want you to be very particular about the offers, and I want you to really look at what they're putting on the table. Also, if you want to relocate, there are two times that are coming in that will be very strong for you to relocate. One of them is July.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the other one is September.
Okay.
Now, if you don't do it in July or September, they're also saying March is, like, they're going, okay, if she doesn't do July or September, she can do March. Those are times when there will be, like, really good alignments for you to jump or to make that move. I feel like where do you live right now?
I'm in New York.
Okay, and where do you want to relocate to?
I was upstate New York a little over a year ago, and it was beautiful, and I was really thinking about possibly going upstate New York.
Okay. What I'm going to tell you is start looking there. I want you to start checking out that area, looking at job postings in the exact area you want to be in. Don't compromise. And I feel like something's going to pop within a week. You're going to see something within a week. Go for it. Be confident and really be very strong in your beliefs. Okay. They are saying there are a couple errors on your resume. You need to go through your resume again.
Mm-hmm.
You need to fix your little, like maybe there's a comma or a double space in a couple of spots. That's exactly what they're showing me. Go through your resume, get it up to date, get it perfect, cater it to the job you're applying for. Don't make it an open resume that you could send out to anybody.
Right.
And double check it before you send it, okay? And then here's a little something that they are saying you need to do. You need to ask, I'm sorry, this is taking me a second because there are like three angels up here talking in my ears. Adriel, Adriel, and Raphael are all like, no, that. Okay, no, this. So what they're saying is call on an angel to deliver it to the person who is supposed to get this. Just say, okay, angel, send this now. Deliver it into the lap of the person who needs it. As soon as you, prior to pushing send, and then send it right away.
Right.
And that's going to help you get there. I feel like in July, by July or around July, August, there is the potential for you to be relocated into that area that you want to be in, okay? So I feel like that's very strong and very good, so just follow through on that. And I feel like you're going to get 2 to 3 job offerings. Be very, very particular about the job that you be very particular when you're looking at these offerings and Go for what you really want, not for what you need in this moment. When we take something
not
out of desperation.
Not what I need, what I want. Okay.
Yes. When we here's my gimme on that. If you're offered a job, accept it, but don't stop. Keep going until you get to that place that you want to be. Fortunately, her call dropped, but I feel like I got her message across to her, and I know she's still listening. So thank you so much for calling in today, and get that position in place for yourself. Okay, we are going to go to the very next caller, and the very next caller is 270. Hello, 270. How are you today?
Hello, I'm fine. This is Joy.
Joy, your name is Joy?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted my sister to name my little niece. I said, you need to name her Joy. She chose it as a middle name, but I'm happy with that. So, Joy, where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Kentucky.
Oh, I love Kentucky. I absolutely love Kentucky. I was there, and I just love the people. It's so nice. So how can I help you today?
I'm single, and I'm wondering if I will start to casually date her.
Yes, you are going to actually, that's interesting. You are actually going to start to seriously date somebody in about a month.
Huh.
I know you feel like you're not quite ready for that yet. You just want to put your toes in the water, but I feel like they're going to have you jump in head first. So you have been abstaining for a little bit of time now, is what I'm getting. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're kind of, I don't like this word because it just sounds so icky and negative. But you have, they're saying you're kind of bitter, or you haven't really healed from your last situation. So I'm going to clear that now. Okay. We're going to start clearing that. That really swept your feet out from under you, whatever happened in that situation. So we're just clearing all of that now. And it's going to take, like, we clear the stuff out today, but then it can take, you know, sometimes the next day we're moving forward and we know the difference. Sometimes it takes us a little bit of time before we're ready to run forward. I feel like in about a month, a gentleman's going to come in, a really good guy. He is a really good guy. He's a stand-up guy. He has very good qualities, very good character. He has a good profession, and he is going to be the person that you move forward with. Now, I'm not confident in saying, I'm not confident. I'm not going to state that he's your ever after guy, because we have free will, and either one of you at any point can choose to go your separate ways. I am going to say this does have the potential to be a very long-term situation. And even though you want to be, in this moment, you're thinking, I want to be casual, I want to, I don't know that I'm ready for that. By the time he steps in, you will be. I do feel like, that's interesting. Have you thought about going online or meeting somebody from online?
I set up a profile, but I kind of don't like it. I'd rather meet somebody in person.
Right? Me too. I really don't like the whole idea. I mean, people do meet and get married online, but the whole online thing to me is just, I just want to meet somebody in person organically, just, you know, however that, through a friend, something like that. Okay, so this person, how are you going to meet him? Let's see. The first thing I hear is an event. Okay, here we go. If, here's what I'm going to tell you. If you are involved, and I do feel like this does have a computer aspect to it, I'm not an online aspect to it, but it is not online dating per se. I feel like this is a group event, whether it's a dating event or just like an after-work networking event. I feel like this is how you meet this person. It's an event. I do feel like it's an outdoor event, not an indoor event. And I feel like you may have heard about this event online and then you decide to go to it. I don't know if it's an event that is specifically geared towards singles or not. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Watch online events, and any event that is something you're really interested in and you really want to do, whether there's a guy there or not, go for it. Do it. Get out. Get about. I feel like it's going to be a great success, and you are going to meet this person. And I feel like you're going to have a lot of chemistry with this person from the get-go. Now, don't. Even take it as slow as you possibly can. Sometimes that's so difficult. We can be good for so long, and then that chemistry kicks in, and we're like, what just happened? But try to go as slow and try to, like, really rein it in as much as you can. We have to let boys be boys and chase us a little bit. We can't give it up so easy sometimes, because whenever we do, it bites us in the booty, sometimes literally, I'm just saying. So anyway, enough of that. I just want to tell you, take it slow, get to know who he is before you know how he is. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Excellent. Yes, it does. Yes. So I feel like he's a really good, it's a really good connection. Now, don't worry about what event it is. You two are kind of destined to meet, so I feel like you're going to meet no matter what, unless, of course, you sit at your house, because he does not deliver pizzas for a living. Okay?
No, I've actually been doing that a lot, like looking at different things going on Facebook and going to them, so that's
good. I feel like he is going to be at one of these events, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and you're really going to enjoy the connection that the two of you have. So please, absolutely, positively, in about a month, this is going to all come together. So just get ready for that, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Enjoy. You have an absolutely amazing rest of the week, okay?
You too.
Okay, thank you. You are listening to Messages from Above. I'm going to go to the next caller, and that is area code 630. Oh, actually, I pushed the wrong button, so when you produce your own show, you make mistakes. 216. 630, hold on, I'm coming to you next. Hello, 216, how are you today?
I'm right, how you doing, man? This is Desmond calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, how can I help you? What's your question for me today?
Yes, I have a lady friend that, we're just friends real close, but lately, we haven't been, getting along. It's like I think she's like dealing from stuff from her past. It's just to the point now we can be friends. So it's just I was wondering, should I just leave that alone completely? Because, friend. We thought we could just do friends, but she has a lot of drama in her life that I don't think she has resided with yet. So.
Okay, so there is a lot going on in her life, and I'm actually going to start to clear some of that right now, because she is emotionally, she's just drained right now. She's gone through some trauma, childhood trauma probably, Yeah, she's gone through a bit of childhood and even adult trauma. And so we're just going to start clearing all of that now. And she also has been, I feel like there's probably been some abuse, whether it be physical, emotional, or otherwise in her life. She has a difficult time trusting people. And when she sees that people are not being honest or straightforward with her, it brings up all of this past trauma in an odd way. So she is going through something very personal right now, and it is probably related to some of the trauma she experienced in her past. And so we're going to try to clear that. Right now, just step back. Don't cut it completely. Just step back. Let her come to you after she's worked some of this out. Don't try to push for what you need in this moment, because she's just trying to survive in this moment. After she gets a better grip on things, a better handle on things, or some of this subsides or clears from her, she might be able to reach out to you as a friend. Sometimes we want to fix things for people, but the best thing we can do is listen and understand where they're coming from. You might be pushing for a little bit more than she's able to give at this moment. I don't know, and it's okay if you are or you are not. They're just asking you to just take a step back, look at the whole picture, and if and when she reaches out to you, be there as a friend that listens. If you want more than that, it's probably better that you cut ties right now and move on for yourself. This stuff is clearing from her now, at least some of it is. And maybe the next time when the two of you talk, it might. And, you know, one piece of advice I would like to give to any man who is, as a friend or a girlfriend or somebody who they are talking with, sometimes the word "I'm sorry," those two words can do so much. Even if you haven't done anything wrong, just saying "I'm so sorry for all that you have gone through" would just help that person considerably. Now, that doesn't mean that you've done anything wrong. That just means that's telling her, "I understand you've been hurt." And sometimes a woman just needs to hear that, because probably, and in this woman's case, nobody's ever apologized for the damage that they've done to her.
Yeah, you're right.
And she has, and it's like so hard on her. Like, I'm an empath, so I'm literally starting to get a little bit emotional for all the pain that she's suffering in. And I want to tell you, she is a good person, but she's just been hurt so much. And sometimes it just is all in her head, and she really doesn't know what to do with it. So sometimes, even though you didn't cause this pain and this damage, if you can just say, "I'm so sorry for all of the pain that you have suffered. I'm so sorry for what others have done to you." Even though you didn't do it, that will go a million miles in helping her heal. And don't worry about your pride. And men have trouble saying sorry to begin with, and I know that. But just that, if you really care about this person as a person, that might be something that can really help her in these moments. Just take a step back, let her come to you, and when she does, you can use those words to help her when the moment is right. But I do feel like she will be reaching out to you. It will be within a month, anytime between now and a month. It could be a 2 to 3 week mark. Give her time and space she needs to heal some of this that's going on. And I'm going to continue to try to clear some of this from her, for her, because she really has been quite abused in her life. And I can't imagine going through what she went through. And I'm sure if you sat back and thought about it, if people had done this to you, who would you be today? How functional would you be? So let's let her have her moments that she needs by herself. And when she's ready to reach out, if you're strong enough to be that friend, please, by all means, be that friend for her. And have understanding and love with you when she reaches out to you, not, oh, you did this to me, now I'm going to ignore you. Everybody's just trying to survive on this planet in some moments. So just if you can be strong enough to let her come back in as a friend and understand what she's gone through, that will be amazing for her and also for you. Does that help?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that put things in perspective. Cause I know she was going through some stuff. It just got to the point where I'm trying to hold you up and you're wearing me down. So,
Yeah, it's very difficult when people have been through abusive situations to always be there. But, you know, just saying that you understand. And sometimes we do have to back out for ourselves because they turn that on us. But the best thing I can tell you is you can just be her friend the best you can and let her come back to you. And when she does, have a conversation about it and maybe have a conversation about her getting some healing or some counseling. Don't say she needs it. Say, what do you think about? That's a huge difference. Never tell a woman, you need counseling, because that is a deal breaker. That will end everything. You could say, what do you think about going to counseling, friend, and a support? What do you think about looking into getting some healing done? I'll go with you. That goes a lot further than you need, because, oh, you need is a ticket for you to go out her front door. That is for sure. So, I do want to thank you for calling in. I do have to get to 630 because I have a couple minutes left, and I did promise 630 I would get to them. But thank you so much for calling in today, and I hope this was helpful for you today.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thanks.
You are welcome. And next I'm going to get to 630. Hello, how are you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Of course, I have like 2 minutes, and I don't like rushing people, but what's your question, sweetie?
I'm having a hard time finding a job. I was injured on my last job 8 months ago, and I can only work part-time, and I just am not finding anything. Nobody's calling back. I've been self-employed for 12 years, then my last company I was at for 6. And I don't tell people that, you know, I have this medical issue that's ongoing. You know, you can't tell from when I'm interviewing, but, they ask, well, why can't you work full-time? Why don't you want to work full-time? Do you have responsibilities? You know, how do I don't know what to do.
Okay, real quick, I do apologize again that the time is running down, but the first thing I want to tell you is this. You are going to find something in about 6 weeks. I want you to take a little bit more of a break. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. I know you feel like you need to work. In about 6 weeks, you will find something. You should have a really good part-time position. Just pay attention to what comes up and where it comes up. Again, at that six-week mark, I feel like something's going to pop up that's going to be very, very good for you. I know you want something before that. Until then, just meditate, work on your recovery, and then at that 6 week mark, you're going to be ready, set, go. Does that help you?
Yeah, because I did find a lawyer, and I've been delayed several times by the insurance company denying this and denying that, and I found a workers' comp lawyer who I'm meeting with next week, and they think they can get this wrapped up in about 3 weeks. So that would take some of the pressure off of me financially, and then I can go ahead and find, you know, get the treatment that I need and find a job.
Again, I have like 30 seconds left, so I'm going to tell you the workers' comp lawyer is going to do a great job for you. I want you to know that they're going to do everything they can. They will be able to settle this up for you. It will help out a great deal. And at that six-week mark, you're going to find something that is compatible with you. So just hold on the line there. I'm going to keep you on while I sign off. I'm going to tell everybody thank you so much for listening to the show today. If you didn't get through, I apologize. I'm back next Monday at noon. Have an amazing week, everyone.